This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Top leaders from various political parties are making a final push to reach out to voters in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry as campaigning for the assembly elections in the two states and a union territory is set to end tomorrow. Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will go to the polls in a single phase on Thursday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed confidence that the Bharatiya Janata Party will form the government in Assam for a third consecutive term. Addressing an election rally at Barpeta in Assam this morning, Mr. Modi said the party's resolve is to make the country developed and self-reliant. Highlighting infrastructure growth in Assam, the Prime Minister said improved connectivity in the state is impacting the tourism sector positively, benefiting the overall economy.
बीते 10 साल असम में शांति और सद्भाव की स्थापना के थे। आने वाले साल असम की समृद्धि को विस्तार देंगे बीते 10 साल असम को असुविधा और असुरक्षा से बाहर निकालने के थे आने वाला समय असम की आत्मनिर्भरता का होगा बीते 10 साल असम की पहचान को बचाने के थे अब हमें असम की पहचान को दुनिया में बुलंद करना है
Senior Congress leader and leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, has reaffirmed the Congress party's commitment to grant full statehood to Puducherry. Addressing a public meeting at Lawspet, Puducherry, ahead of legislative assembly elections, he also promised to conduct the long-pending local body elections in the Union Territory within 6 months of assuming office.
We are fully committed to giving Puducherry full statehood. We are going to give 2,000 rupees monthly support to the unemployed youngsters. And we are going to create 30,000 new jobs in private and public sector. I can see many women sitting in the crowd. I am proud to tell you that you are going to travel for free in Puducherry's buses. Entry into government job till the age of 40. Every single family in Puducherry is going to have healthcare insurance of 20 lakh rupees available to them.
Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has congratulated party workers on the occasion of the 47th Foundation Day of the BJP today. In his video message, Mr. Modi acknowledged the contribution of party workers who worked day and night for the party. The government has stepped up the sale of small 5-kilogram LPG cylinders, which is available across the counter at LPG distributorships on showing valid ID proofs. The government has also said comprehensive measures are being taken to ensure uninterrupted fuel supply, safeguard maritime operations and assist Indian nationals amid the evolving situation in West Asia. It emphasized that there is no shortage of petrol, diesel or LPG in the country and urged citizens to avoid panic buying. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that providing the best health facility to the soldiers of the country has been the topmost priority of the government. He said the soldiers serve the nation day and night in extreme weather conditions and in every situation. Mr. Singh made these remarks while addressing the Army Medical Corps Raising Day in New Delhi. Chairperson of the National Commission for Women, Vijaya Rahatkar, today said that India has strong laws to ensure the safety and dignity of women and advised every woman to exercise their rights under the law. Addressing a workshop on women-centric issues and empowerment initiative organized by Akashvani in New Delhi, she emphasized the need for gender sensitization. Ms. Rahatkar asserted that equal opportunity and equal respect must be ensured for both men and women. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to destroy Iran's power plants and bridges if it fails to meet his deadline tomorrow to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. As the key global shipping route remains effectively closed amid the escalating West Asia conflict, meanwhile, Iran has warned of much more devastating and extensive retaliation if its civilian targets are further attacked. Ali Akbar Vilayat, the advisor to Iran's supreme leader, has also warned that the resistance front could target the Bab al-Mandeb Strait and the flow of global energy and trade can be disrupted with a single signal. And with that, we end this news bulletin.